Mayor Schreiber talked about the city's ongoing master plan and zoning ordinance revision, which will provide an updated map for the future of a city whose last master plan in 1998 assumed that big manufacturing facilities like the Ford plant would always be there. Mayor Schreiber said improved parking in the city will come through implementation of suggestions from the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority's parking study.
Parking study recommendations included weekend parking enforcement, locations for additional bicycle racks, decreasing parking rates in zones farther away from business hubs, and instituting a pay-by-cell phone pilot program in addition to metered parking. These changes will be considered by Ypsilanti City Council in the future and will lead to a more convenient and accessible parking in the city.
Mayor Schreiber said as far as the budget goes, the city is solvent until 2018. Between now and then, big changes will have to be made.
Many cities are in worse shape than Ypsilanti, but running a city with reduced staffing under the current structure is unsustainable. A hybrid public safety organization is being considered that would include a smaller fire department and a cross-trained police officer department who can also respond to fire. This system is projected to be more cost-effective than the current system or consolidating with other municipalities.
The mayor said that City Council's approval of tax incentives has facilitated the renovation of buildings and the construction of loft apartments, and that has helped attract new businesses downtown, such as Model Cave, Wolverine Grill, Bonacera, Morgan Clothing, Mix, B24s, and Red Rock Barbecue. Mayor Schreiber said other areas critical to Ypsilanti's future include the redevelopment of Parkview Apartments into Hamilton Crossing, a focus on green energy, maintaining recreational opportunities for residents, such as the Rutherford Pool, and finding the funding to maintain bus transportation. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.